Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another episode of our program Let Us Reflect. Insha'Allah, today we will cover some more interesting and inspiring narrations about our main theme. Reflection is very important in Islam. It is something which is advised in the Quran and Sunnah. People who reflect are able to make better decisions in life. People who reflect are also, or tend to be, people who consult others as well. Reflection is performed by those who think before they act. Islam encourages us to be thoughtful, to look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn lessons. Islam teaches us to look for signs. The verses of the Quran are described as ayat. They are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we see in creation are signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reminders in creation, the reminders in the mountains, in the seas, in the trees, in the plants, in what we eat, in what we buy, in what we sell. All these things remind us, or should remind us, of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fact that we will one day return to Him and we will have to answer for our lives, for our deeds. Before we go into the main part of our program today, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Indeed, your names with identities are presented to me. Therefore, send blessings upon me, or express a prayer of blessings for me with the best of words." So, in terms of pronunciation, in terms of words, let us consider our manner and our words when we express salawat or blessings in favor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Moving on to the main part of our program, the first point that I would like to reiterate in today's session or today's program is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, has given us such an easy chance to earn or attain reward in His court. What is that easy chance? We simply make a good intention. Yes, just by making a good intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whosoever intends goodness or makes an intention of a good deed, but he is not able to perform the good deed which he intended, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes a complete good deed in his account." So just by making an intention without being able to carry out that action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, will write a single good deed or a complete good deed in the account of that person. For us, from such narrations, the lesson that we learn is that we should be making intentions as much as possible, even if we are not able to fulfill all those good intentions. To the extent, I would say, dear viewers, that if you were, even now, just close your eyes for a moment and think about all the good things that you can possibly do. And with each good thought, with each good intention, have this hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will reward you for every single good intention. So your good intention may be that I will give some sadaqah, that I will greet my Muslim brothers with a smile following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I will try to maintain good ties with my family members. I will be good with my neighbors. I will try to recite more Quran. I will try to attain knowledge of the religion. I will try to read a certain chapter of the Quran. I will try to teach other people about the religion. I will try to convey what I know about the religion to other people. Now, just these few things that I'm saying from the top of my head. And no doubt you have made intentions of your own, or you thought about your own ideas of good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hope through His mercy, will reward us with a complete good deed for every single intention that we expressed or that we will express in the future. So do not be in despair. Especially the test for us is that we're not able to see the reward that we accumulate. The test for us is that these matters are matters that are unseen. But this is also a sign of people of piety, that they believe in the unseen. So we must wholeheartedly believe in the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us for good intentions which are expressed. Now I will share with you a very powerful quote of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri alayhi rahma. It's a very powerful quote, and there's an explanation. Be very attentive when you listen to this, because with these words he has summarized a lot. Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahma, he said that the people of paradise will remain in paradise forever, and the people of hell will remain in hell forever because of their intentions. So Imam Hassan Basri alayhi rahma is saying the people who will go to hell and they will stay in hell forever, and the people who will go to paradise and stay in paradise forever, this reward or punishment for eternity is due to their intentions. How is it due to their intentions? This is explained by some of the scholarly figures of the religion. And he says that this is the case because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not keep someone in paradise forever because of his deeds. He will be kept in paradise because of his intention. And the reason for this is that if a person were to enter paradise because of his deeds, then he would stay there according to the duration incurred by his deeds, or maybe double that. Meaning, as many good deeds as he did, that would determine his duration. But this is not the case. The fact that the person enters paradise because of intention is expressed because when a person makes this intention that as long as I am alive, as long as I am alive, I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? Death comes to him and his life comes to an end. But then in the hereafter, he is granted everlasting life. So what was his intention? His intention was this, that as long as I am alive, this is what he meant. Or this was the reality of his intention. As long as I am living, I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He dies. But when he is granted everlasting life in the hereafter, because his intention was connected to his life, meaning as long as I am living, as long as I exist, I will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This intention incurs this everlasting element of reward for him in paradise. Subhanallah. So because his intention was linked to his living, or as long as he was living, and in the hereafter, he is granted life again. Life which is eternal life, now his intention will make him live in paradise forever. And the same concept applies to the person who will go to hell. Were he to enter hell just because of his deeds, he would have been punished for his deeds and whatever duration his deeds incurred of punishment. But the fact that his intention was to disbelieve as long as he is living, the fact that he had intended to disbelieve as long as he was living, when he is given, when his life returns in the hereafter, or he is given eternal life, his intention of disbelief are connected with his punishment. And now he will go into hell forever. Why? Because his intention was that as long as he would live a life of disbelief. So it's very important to understand the importance and significance of intention. Now we understand what Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu an meant when he said that those who stay in heaven forever and those who stay in hell forever will stay there because of their intentions. Do not let opportunities of good deeds pass by. Always seize the opportunity to do good deeds. We should be people who look for every opportunity of attaining some kind of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported that among the Israelites, there was a man who, during a period of drought, he passed a pile of sand. Some sand was piled up. And he looked at it and he made this intention that if this pile of sand was grain, I would distribute this grain as charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would distribute it amongst the people. So he made this intention, he walked away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to the prophet of that time. Tell him, meaning tell that man who made this intention, tell him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your charity and has given you reward due to your good intention equal to grain which would have been given in his way as charity. People with good intentions are successful. They save themselves from the deception of this world, from greed. They save themselves from coveting what other people have. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned, warned us about the reality of this world. Whosoever desires the hereafter, seeks the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his heart self-sufficient. And his dispersed of affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers them. So his matters which may be unorganized or all over the place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his mercy, what does he do? He gathers everything for him. Everything is organized for him. And dunya, this world, it comes to him. Who are we talking about? A reminder, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about the person who desires the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his heart self-sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers his matters which are dispersed. The world dunya comes to him, and the one who seeks dunya, the one who seeks this world, what will happen to him? What will be his condition? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued and he said, the one who seeks this world, Allah Azza wa Jal will place his poverty before his eyes. Meaning, he will witness his very own poverty. Who? The one who seeks this world. One who is chasing this world, who is working day and night just for this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show him his poverty, may make him witness his poverty. And the hadith continues, and his gathered affairs are dispersed. So the opposite is happening for this person. He may have all his affairs in order, but because of the fact that he is seeking this world, things that he apparently had in order become dispersed. And he only receives or attains the wealth of this world equivalent to that which is decreed for him. So he may work day and night. He may exert so much effort. In the end, he will only get that which is decreed for him. So this is a very powerful reminder for us. If you seek the hereafter, this dunya will come to you. This doesn't mean we sit at home. We try our best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us blessings in our efforts. But people who chase this world, who seek this world, they won't attain it. This world will continue to deceive such people who seek it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, offering or fulfilling the obligations, meaning the obligations of the religion, refraining from haram and lawful matters, and having true intention in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the best of actions. being true in your intention. Remember, the more sincere we are, the more our reward will increase. In fact, sincerity is something which brings quality to an action, if you want to understand it that way. Some people say we don't want quantity, we want quality. In some aspects, this applies to actions, and also that actions is not about how much you're doing, it is about why you're doing that action. What is your intention for performing that action? So someone can be doing so many things, but he is thinking about receiving praise from other people and acceptance from other people and popularity among the people. And then you have a person who does very little in terms of deeds, but he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That quality is better than the quantity of the person who has the wrong intentions. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that it is written in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, the deed through which my pleasure is sought, even if it is less or little, it is more or it is great. And the deed in which another is intended, meaning it is not done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is more, it is less. This concept is the concept of either doing little for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attaining great reward and acceptance in the court of Allah, or doing a lot, meaning showing a lot of effort and apparently doing a lot of things, but not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all that effort, all that time, all that exertion, it means nothing. It's insignificant, it's not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Salim bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an, he once said, advised Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He actually wrote to him. What did he say? He said, no, indeed, a person receives the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his intention. Whosoever has a complete intention, meaning a sincere intention, then the help that he will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be complete. So if he is sincere in his intention, complete in his intention, then the help that he will attain, divine aid, will be complete for him. And whosoever has a shortcoming in his intention, then the help that he will attain will also be limited. Our pious predecessors, alayhi rahmah, have said that many small deeds become great because of intentions. And many great deeds, or apparently great deeds, become small due to intentions. Again, this complements what we have been saying about sincerity in intention. Sayyiduna Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he mentions a beautiful example of the connection or the relationship between good intentions and deeds. And he says that good intentions are like pillars which support deeds. So deeds are dependent upon their intentions. Now if you think about the metaphor that he has used, pillars can stand on their own. Subhanallah. So good intentions on their own are rewarding for people. So a person can still gain from just having good intentions. But deeds which are supported by these pillars, they need these pillars. Those good deeds will not be good deeds without that element of intention. There has to be intention related to a deed to complete it, so one is able to attain reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you look at good intentions as pillars of support, or whether you look at them as pillars which are standing on their own, meaning good intentions will give us reward, and if they are related to deeds, then inshallah, they will provide support for deeds, and we hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable us to attain acceptance from His court. A very interesting quote, which is attributed to Sayyiduna Dawud Ta'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that if a pious person has an intention of piety, and then for some reason all his limbs become related to this world, meaning they are affected by dunya in some way, they are affected by this world in some way. Even then, despite the fact that his limbs apparently have become connected to the world, or he in some way has become inclined to the world apparently because of that intention of piety that he had. Someday, one day, that intention will bring him back towards good actions. Whereas the state of the ignorant person is different. So Sayyidina Dawud Ta'i, alayhi rahma, he was talking about a person of understanding who is pious, and he makes a pious intention. If for whatever reason he is affected by this world, or physically, or in some way his inclination increases to this world, ultimately that good intention will bring him back to good deeds. So this is hope for us, that as long as we try to remain sincere in our intentions, even if we deviate slightly, or even if we're not able to remain steadfast upon the path of piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by virtue of a good intention, a sincere intention, we hope will bring us back towards good actions and His obedience. A very interesting concept which is found among the pious predecessors is that they would seek the knowledge of intentions related to an action before seeking knowledge about the action. Yes. So they would study the element of intentions related to that action before they committed to the study of that actual action, before learning about the ruling, or before learning about the action itself. They studied, or they tried to find out or reflect upon the intentions that are related to that action. Some of the scholars have said that before action, learn intention. As long as you are upon the intention of good, you shall remain upon the path of good. Once a student of knowledge, he asked a question, he expressed a request in the presence of some scholars, that could you tell me a deed through which I can remain in a state of action, I can remain in a state of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I don't want to have any moment in my life in which there is no element of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars, they replied by saying that you have recognized, you have understood the true path, or the path of piety, the path of goodness. Do as much as you can. And when you become tired, then make an intention that you will do the other good actions that you're not able to do. Because the one who makes the intention of the good action is like the one who performs the good action. So they advised him to make good intentions which would cover the moments and the time in which he is actively not doing some act of worship or expressing his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actively, and this would be a means of reward for him. Very final thing for today, I would like to share with you an inspiring dream. The wife of Khalifa Harun Rashid Zubaydah was seen in a dream, and she was asked, "Ma fa'ala Allahu biki?" How did Allah treat you? She replied by saying, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me." She was asked, "Was the reason for your forgiveness that road or that path which you made towards Makkatul Mukarrama, spending so much money on it?" She replied by saying, "No. The reward for that belongs to those who made the road. I was rewarded for my, or I was forgiven for my good intentions." The lesson for us is good intentions can become a means of salvation. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to understand the importance of intentions, that we make good intentions to attain nearness in His court and to attain acceptance in His court. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good intentions. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.